Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
01452.
All right, thank you, ma'am. And what's your name?
Diane McCormick. Two N's in Diane.
And your name is the only name that this account should be in?
Yes.
All right. Your last name is MCCORMICK.
Correct.
All right, thank you. Give me 1 second. I'm just trying to get you pulled up, Ms. McCormick. Can I ask you this, ma'am? Make sure MCCO. I'm going to make sure I got your name spelled correctly first. MCCORMICK.
Yes.
Give me 1 second. All right. Yes, ma'am. I did get you pulled up. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
335 East County Road, Rutland, Mass.
All right. Thank you. Give me 1 second. I'm waiting on your account information to pull up, ma'am. All right, ma'am. This is due to that smartwatch that was ordered March the 20th, 2022, and the shipping fees were $7.95. That's $67.32, you see. That's a membership fee. Once you got that smartwatch from that site, you became a member of that factory direct store. And once you guys become members of that site, there is a membership fee that is billed to the account, which was stated in the terms and conditions that it will be billed within 48 hours of the purchase of that watch, but it's due to a smartwatch and a membership fee.
Yeah, I had no idea this was a membership fee. I thought it was just a survey for CVS, which it wasn't a service for CVS. And the smartwatch that I got didn't work. It was a piece of junk. And
I can get you a reshipment of that watch.
No, I want to get off. I want no membership. This is kind of a fraud thing, because I didn't see any membership thing. If it was there, it was misleading, because I thought I was just doing a survey and I could pick out one thing, and I picked out the watch.
Yes,
and so I want this money off. I don't want to be a member. I'm a retired woman. I'm on a certain budget. I can't afford that.
Understood. Well, ma'am, normally those membership fees aren't refunded, but I want to go in and use my courtesy code for you today and get you a 35% refund on that $67.32, and I can have it in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
What? How much am I going to be getting back?
A 35% refund on that $67.
Okay, so if I report this to Better Business Bureau, I'll probably get the whole thing back, because this is just the biggest fraud I've ever seen.
Yes,
what do you have to do with CVS? What does this company have to do with CVS?
We're a third-party call center. We partner with CVS. It's not CVS. And I'm like, hold on 1 second, please. Okay. Ma'am, my supervisor just went in, and she wanted to use that to get that $67.32 refunded to your account and fully. And I'll provide you that cancellation code and get that information sent to your email also, Ms. McCormick.
Okay, great.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please. And I put this in. I get that information to you, and then we'll be done, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. right, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for hanging in there with me, Miss Diane. I'm just waiting on your cancellation code to be produced. It will be done.
Okay, great.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. One second, please. All right, ma'am, I thank you for your patience. I was able to get that $67.32 refunded to your account, which you will see in 3 to 5 business days. And I have your cancellation code. I want to verbally give it to you.
Okay.
And I'm going to, yes, ma'am, send it to your email also.
Okay, great.
Yes, ma'am. And if you're ready, it's
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie,
2594263939.
Mhm.
Okay, I got that.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay, so that's it. And so in 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you can check your email, the dmccormick7@yahoo.com, and you'll see that
correct
information about your refund and that cancellation code also.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. McCormick, and I thank you for calling customer support, ma'am, and you have a good day.
Yep. Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.